Jerry Bader Show, 1049. All right. I need to atone for some really bad clock management during the show today. So I have, what, about 8 minutes here, 9 minutes? So I need to get to a lot of stuff. Item one. Channel 2 in Green Bay, WBAY, had a story yesterday. They said Action 2 News has learned the Democratic Party of Wisconsin is filing a complaint with the Government Accountability Board, accusing Republican State Senator Frank Lissay of DePere of living outside the district. The complaint accuses Lissay of owning a home in Racine, where his wife and children are living, as well as owning several other properties in that area. State Democrats gave the complaint and the land records from Racine County to Action 2 News Thursday afternoon. The party claims Lissay is violating the state statutes by claiming a DePere address for candidacy purposes, but living with his family in Racine. Now, I don't know, before we even discuss where Frank and his family lives, I don't even know if that would be a problem. I don't know if the rules say that you have to have primary residence. I don't even know. I'm not sure about that. He has a residency in the district. But Frank disputes that it's not his primary residency. This is a statement that he released via email, in which he called the complaint frivolous. This is a frivolous complaint filed by the Democratic Party of Wisconsin designed to bully my family and take voters' attention away from the issues that are most important to them, moving the economy forward, lowering taxes, and improving the lives of working families. In typical liberal fashion, rather than run on the issues important to the people of the 1st Senate District, the Democrat Party and my opponent are attempting to use another intimidation tactic designed to take attention away from the real issues of today. My opponent, a teachers union president who led recalls, protests, and the picketing of homes of legislators throughout Northeast Wisconsin in an attempt to intimidate us in 2011 because of government union reforms. Now, this is what he says. I live at Swan Road, DePere, in the town of Ledgeview, which is in the 1st Senate District. My children go to public schools also located in the 1st Senate District. I have a record of working hard for my constituents, passing laws that make their lives and the lives of their families better, providing information and working to solve, going so and so and so on. WBAY then reports, on Facebook, Lissay says he is from DePere, while his wife Amy says she lives in Racine. State Senator Chris Larson says they believe they can get him knocked off the ballot. I think it's unlikely. On the other hand, this is the Government Accountability Board, and they are extremely liberally biased. So you can't just dismiss out of hand anything. My initial take here is Frank has nothing to worry about, but that's just my knee jerk. I am going to try to reach out to Frank and talk with him about this. I will say this. I don't even know if this would disqualify him. But it is unclear, do they predominantly live in Racine or do they predominantly live in the town of Ledgeview up here? On Facebook, his wife says she lives in Racine. I'll try to talk to Frank. Again, I'm not even sure if there's anything legally here that they can, I don't know. Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty reported today. This is big. The Kenosha Unified School District yesterday agreed to a stipulation that declares their collective bargaining agreements null and void. A lot of minutiae here. I'll try to cut through it. This was an Act 10 lawsuit filed by the conservative public interest law firm Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty. This is known as LaCroix versus Kenosha. If you don't remember who Christy LaCroix is, she's a public school teacher who did an ad for Scott Walker and became public enemy number one to teachers. She now, at least last when we spoke with her, was part of a an alternative to teachers' unions. The lawsuit was filed on behalf of Christie, a taxpayer who objected to her money being spent illegally, and a public school teacher who objected to her rights under Act 10 being taken away. Says Christie LaCroix, I argued from day one that taxpayer money was being spent illegally. Basically, what she's saying is the collective bargaining that was prohibited by Act 10 was going on in Kenosha. Will filed suit, and the Kenosha School District has agreed to a stipulation that declares their collective bargaining agreements null and void because they're in violation of Act 10. Action continues against the union. But it is a big deal. We don't have time to debate this, but it's interesting. Jordy Nelson and Randall Cobb, wide receivers to the Green Bay Packers, are entering contract years. While the Green Bay Packers may have the salary cap room to get both deals done, if they don't, who would you put first? Tyler Dunn of the Journal Sentinel asks that. If the Packers can only afford one after the 2014 season, who would you pick? Who would you pick? Randall or Jordy? Randall or Jordy? I think it's very difficult. Randall Cobb is younger. You would think he's got more upside. Jordy Nelson is 29, but 30, I don't think, is that wall number the way it is for players at other positions. So I don't know what to make of that. It's tough. I don't know that I tried to press Jason for an answer. And finally, before we leave you, Americans' wealth hits record as rich get richer. America's richer than it's ever been. $81.1 trillion in total wealth. Much of it accumulated at the top. The rich have gotten richer than ever. You know why? In large part because of the stock market, which has been artificially inflated by the Federal Reserve and Obama administration policies. Rich people have the most stocks, so rich people have gotten the richest. So when you, the rich have gotten richer again, it's due almost exclusively to the policies of the Fed and the Obama administration. I've said this over and over and over again. The poor aren't getting poorer. They're not getting as rich as the rich. Incomes have stagnated at the lower levels. But most of the accumulated, the growth and accumulated wealth of that top 1%, the stock market and the housing market's coming back. Rich people have most of both, particularly stock holdings. So the rich have gotten richer, and you can thank President Obama for it. It is the 70th anniversary of D-Day, one of the great moments in American history. So we end with a recommendation by a listener.
Things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.